This is the Old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding forth at this time, blazing a path to the hearts of sinners. Come on, Dan, let's get a getting. We got to get on down there to the Brush Harbor where the folks are gathering together to have services here, and then move on down to the little country church there in the bend of the creek. I wish we could visit every place that have called us and written us and asked us to come preach a night or two for us. I wish we could do that. You folks tell me you want us to hear the Old Trailblazer. You let me know. It may be that I could visit you up there somewhere in North Carolina. Up there, I have a lot of folks in Charleston, North Carolina, and we'd like to get up there and see you folks. So write me, let me know if you'd like for us to come up there and see you. But I want to get back to our study. Before I do that, I want to give you my mailing address. I forget to do that sometime. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. We're going to give you a new address shortly as soon as we get all those things, details taken care of, but we still have the post office box in New Orleans. We go there on a regular basis, pick up the mail, but we're going to change all of those things as soon as we get straight with the post office and get a new box number here in this area. So if you would, write us and let us hear from you. Also, our radio Bible and book room is open, alive and well, as I said, and the phone number is 225-664-8658. Then I mentioned in our last study, we have a new broadcast in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WFUR Radio. It's 8:15 to 8:30 every morning, Monday through Friday, there on WFUR. So if you can hear that broadcast, write me and let me know. I'd like to hear if it's coming in loud and clear. We have so many friends up there in that area. We're looking at that study now on the Paradise Regained. We were looking there, and we saw that verse where it said, "There shall be no more curse." We kind of got off our subject on our last study, thinking about how that one day you and I who know the Lord, we won't be under the curse. We're still there, my friend. Satan is so dogged after us. The Apostle Paul said, "Oh, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" You know what he referred to there? In the Roman prison back in those days, they had two prisoners. They would handcuff them together with their arms, one arm of each one, tied together with some material there, and what we call handcuffs. And when that one of them got sick and died, they just left him there. And the one that was well had to drag that old carcass around with him till it fell off. And Apostle Paul used that expression, "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Because that's what we're doing. We're dragging the old man around with us. We're not the old man no more. No, sir. Don't tell me that you are, "Well, I just have a battle all know. I'm just an old..." No. I'm a redeemed soul, my friend, and it gives me joy in my heart to tell you to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Surely we have trials. Surely that old man is hanging on to it. But the Bible says he shall not have dominion over us. And don't you just hate old Satan? Let's just ask the Lord to restrain him from our folks. I have lots of folks who are coming down to the end of life, along with myself. And many of them know are on the sick bed, suffering. Some have these dreadful diseases, mental diseases that boggle your mind. Let's ask the Lord to restrain Satan from them. Let's ask that. Would you do that with me? Let's just stop day after day and ask the Lord, "Lord, give them grace." I have several who tell me they told me they were not saved before their mind went from them. And I look them in the eye now, and they're staring off into space. Oh, I bring them to the Lord time after time. So let's do that. But we were looking there where there'd be no more curse. And sin and all of its consequences will be no more. The first paradise surely was glorious indeed. But with all of its gloriousness and blessedness, sin was permitted to enter there. And the curse fell upon our first parents. As a result, the earth and man has been laboring, sighing, sorrowing under this curse, oh, listen, for how many years? Over 6,000 years. But John was informed here, there shall be no more curse. The Lord inspired old John. He put those words in his heart. in his mind, in his head, if you will. He said, tell those folks, write that book of Revelation and put in there that there shall be no more curse. When we think about this new earth and the new city with all its glory and majesty and beauty and grace, we naturally would want to ask this question. Would sin ever be permitted to enter in and destroy it? And the Apostle John says here emphatically, there shall be no more curse. Now you can do whatever you want to. You can say, well, I can be saved and lost today if you want to. That's all, that's your business if you want to do that. If you're just that ignorant to think that, go ahead. But the scripture says there'll be no more curse. That's one truth. Yes, man once had a happy right to the tree of life, and he lost it. And the trees and all the garden in which he once walked in unbroken fellowship with Jehovah Jesus of heaven vanished from him and left the world under the curse of wrath of Jehovah God. This world has been under a curse ever since that day that the Lord found Adam sinning there in the garden. Yes, the curse fell upon this earth. It fell upon man, upon all of his seed. The curse fell upon all innocent nature with which man was connected. The curse fell even upon the ground, which was to produce his food, and man has since been laboring under the tree, under that curse. Did you know that all of the animal life was cursed? Yes. Somewhere we read where the lamb shall lie down with the lion shall lie down with the lamb. Those things will be once again. And one time they were, my friend. But now the wild animals are under a curse too. You go out there and they'll kill you. They'll gore you and they'll tear you to pieces because of the curse. All of it is because we say, well, they are vicious animals. Yes. Listen, my friend. Listen. We thank God Christ became our curse for us. Oh, to redeem us. There we are, folks. There we are. Do you have a redeemer? Have you been bought back from that curse? Has someone paid you a price? I have. Yes, he died to redeem us, according to Galatians 3:10. Christ became a curse, not only to lift the curse from every human being who is awakened to the fact that he's under the curse and turns to Christ for redemption, but he is also to redeem this earth and deliver it from the curse. This he does, and in the new city and the new earth, there will be no more curse. We have the special assurance that nothing that worketh an abomination or maketh a lie will ever be able to enter the new earth or the new city. So we can shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord, for the glory and blessedness will never depart from the new earth or give peace to place to darkness, to sin, and to death. I cannot conceive, I cannot imagine, I cannot put my finger upon that freedom of man redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are so complacent here that we won't say, thank you, Lord. Oh, but listen, I cannot conceive the freedom of man redeemed by the blood of Christ will ever be constrained, but the victory having been won by the second man, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be the head or the new Adam of the new race, he will stand as a wall between them. Therefore, no danger or sin shall ever be permitted to enter in, as there will never again be any rebellion in the heart of man against his Redeemer. Redeemed man and holy angel will stand fast in their blessedness forever, and they shall never fall. Therefore, there shall be no more curse. Man in that innocency ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and learned to know evil by experience. And for these 6,000 years, he's been tasting and experiencing the bitterness of evil. On the other hand, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, they that are redeemed by his blood come to know good. Come to know good. Therefore, man in his redeemed body, in the redeemed city, having come to know to no good, we'll never turn from it. No, we've been redeemed from that curse, and now we know what it is. No sin shall ever enter in to this new paradise. No hissing serpent will ever beguile one of God's redeemed one. Therefore, there will never be a possibility or a fear of falling. Won't that be great that there be no fear? What grace of a gracious God bestowed upon graceless man. Awaken, sinner. Aren't you tired of that load of sin? Aren't you tired of sinning? Are you crying, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? My awakened soul, for the sake of your lost soul, may you be found crying unto the omnipotent God to break all rebellion in your heart and leave you at his feet crying for mercy. Sinner, sinner, turn, turn and live. Why will you die in your sin? We have a little booklet here by the late Pastor Shelton entitled, Turn or Burn. Oh, my friend, if I could put it in your hand, if I could just put it in your hand, maybe it would jar you out of your sleep of death. Turn or burn. You have a choice. You say, well, I didn't think a sinner had a choice. Yes, sir, you sure do. You also have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to turn to the Lord. The Scripture says, strive to enter in. Why are folks not striving? They don't want to be saved. Folks don't want to give up to anything. They just want to live a high-yuping life, live the best they can, and believe somehow or another that all will be well. I've visited folks in the hospital and on their dying bed, breathing their last breath. How is it with your soul? I'm all right, sir. I'm doing all right. I made my peace. I made my peace. Oh. But what is the basis of that peace? Well, I've come to Jesus. Jesus has accepted me. I hope so, my friend. I hope so. But listen. Listen, what about you out there who are living like hell, living in sin, running and ripping and snorting, thinking you're never going to die? You know what folks believe? They believe that the other fella's going to die, but not them. Oh, yes, like I told you the other day, we had a little song when we was kids, 1, 2, 3. Don't shoot me, shoot that fella behind that tree. That's what we think. We're going to think that that fella's going to die over there, but not me, not me. Go in the graveyard. Go in the great old cemeteries of our country. They died. Go there and read in the Genesis. So-and-so lived 118 years, and he died. So-and-so lived 700 years, and he died. So-and-so lived, and then it got down to Methuselah, and it said he lived 900 and some years, and he died. All of them died, my friend, and you and I are going to die. Soon we're going out, unless the Lord comes shortly, we're going out into an eternal, a world of eternity. Will it be heaven? Will it be this new paradise that we're speaking of, where the tree of life, the water of life, and all of those where there'll be no more curse? Is that where you headed for? Or are you headed for where the old rich man went, where he begged for a drop of water, one drop of water to be put on his tongue? You say, old trailblazer, you're a fanatic. You're a nut. Yeah, I am. I'm a crackpot. That's my motto. I'm a crackpot. Oh, if I could crack some of your pots, I'd do all right. But I ask the Lord to crack them. Lord, take the stubbornest soul that hears the old trailblazer, that old trucker out there on the highway, hard-nosed old trucker, maybe just turned this radio on. Break him at thy feet. Give him a cry, and then I'll hear from him later on. Oh, Lord, save me. The Lord save me, trailblazer, I want to tell you. Would you do that for me? Remember the old trailblazer in your prayers as you go to prayer. Ask your prayer group to pray for the old trailblazer. And then, remember my mailing address? It's the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye and God bless you.